point out that the Master Gardeners have their plant sale on April 28th. That's a really big deal. They also had their spring conference on March 3rd. If you haven't gone to a spring conference, that's actually a fun thing to do, to drop by. That was at the Lutheran Church, and it was a packed event. So that was a really good one. I got to be there at the end of it. And I think the plant sale is a unique plant sale as well, because the Master Gardeners go in, they get their plants from their own homes, their own yards. So we have a lot of native plants that are there, not plants that are kind of brought in from these big greenhouses a lot of times.
Would that be held right down here at their extension office?
Yeah, at the extension office. Last year it was the extension office and the Community Presbyterian Church. It was kind of overflow area, and also because we had bad weather that day. So expect it in those two places. And then Barb Beck, our family nutrition program specialist, she's still there doing lots of classes in all the schools. Also found it unique when I was looking through all of these programs that you see the Master Gardeners programs spread throughout all of our reaching out reports. You see the Farm to School program reaching through our reports, 4-H and everything. So you can see it's kind of interdisciplinary, hopefully, that we're all working with each other's programs and trying to work together. So, do you have any questions? Comments?
The livestock program that they had last week at Tampa School, is that from the Extension office?
The Cattlemen's meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember when Colin was here? He was our agronomy intern.
Okay.
He actually helped with the start of that Cattlemen's chapter here. And so Will Knuckles still does go and attends that Cattlemen's meeting that's over here. So we do hope to still support and encourage the Cattlemen's meeting here in Taney County. And they actually do have a junior Cattlemen's as well, so we hope more kids get involved in that too. So we always want to see if we can get more livestock shows. It's hard to get a youth livestock show in Taney County, but we probably won't have one this year. We just don't have a lot of kids that want to show livestock, to have a good place to show livestock as well. But if we can get enough kids that show livestock and people like Cattlemen's that can get kids to do that too, we can start having that again.
And one last question
sure.
for me. Is the VITA program, the 15th, is fast approaching? Is it still in progress?
Yes, it actually goes to the 17th.
To the 17th.
I was going to say, it's the 17th this year.
Yeah, and actually I covered the office last week, and so I actually was able to answer a lot of the phone calls and help a lot of people because I covered the office while Linda got to be with a family. But yes, it's still going. We actually have some of our volunteers putting in some extra days. There's someone actually at the office today in Forsyth doing an extra day. Forsyth is actually, I think, one of our busiest sites because we have a lot of people that just can't get transportation to Branson. You know, people from Forsyth can't get to Branson. People from Branson can't get back and forth to Forsyth. I noticed answering the phone calls that I asked, can you get to Forsyth? And they say, you know, no, I can't get a ride, or I'm just getting a taxi here. And same thing with Forsyth, that maybe they're older adults.
I say a lot of retired people.
Yeah, or they're getting rides through their you know, family, or maybe they're in a nursing facility or something, and they're just being brought over. So, yeah, it's the 17th is fast approaching.
So it's the 17th this year. Is the 15th on Sunday?
14th and 15th, or Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize. I guess I did. Just didn't think about it.
Yeah, but people can still call the office. We had some people that, since they don't print out the forms, they will come to the office and ask for some forms, especially at the last minute, since they can't get the forms sent to them that quickly right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll recess upstairs for our daily staff review and agenda.